Time now on the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the BSU Beavers. For a D1 hockey player to score on their first shot in their first ever game, stars kind of have to be aligned for Zach Whitecloud yesterday. What was it like on the bench when he got back there?
Well, I think it was exciting for everybody, really exciting for Zach, but it's nice to see him have success and gain confidence on the power play.
Team has only had a handful of official practices other than the too many men penalty. How'd the communication stuff go on the bench last night?
I think it went well, Schultzy. I mean, obviously things at times get a little helter-skelter, and you know, we got to probably clean things up after penalties. Make sure we know exactly what line is up, because the problem is right now on our power play, three different lines have guys on the power play, so we have to realize that. But overall, again, I thought that everybody passed the test the first game.
Had three home wins in conference last year. How important was last night of setting the tone for this year?
I think it was really important. And for whatever reason, we had a great record on the road and we struggled at home. And, you know, you can't put a finger on that sometimes, Schultz. It just happens. And, you know, I just thought it was a big win. You know, we had a two-goal lead. They obviously fought back and scored that goal in the third period. We were kind of hanging on, but we found a way to win.
Of your practices so far, how much time have you spent on special teams?
Not a ton, really. We've done some video. I think we've probably spent maybe about 40, 45 minutes overall on the PK, and the same thing with the power play. And, you know, we're just kind of letting our veterans run a little bit, and you can't get everything in right now, but you really rely on your veterans to take control in those situations.
Especially early on in the season when you're trying to piece together lines, what characteristics, what skill sets are you looking for to match guys up together?
Well, it all depends if they've got chemistry in the past. I think that's first and foremost. Secondly, I mean, you want to make sure you've got a goal scorer with a playmaker, and you better make sure you have somebody who, you know, likes to go in the corners and pressure the puck, dig the puck out, do all those types of things that can let that goal scorer have some success.
How long does it typically take you to get comfortable with the combinations that you've got?
It all depends, Schultz. I think year in and year out, things are different. You know, I think this year it's going to be pretty, you know, I don't want to say that they're set as far as, you know, your lines, but I mean, we all kind of know who our top four or five players are. We have to make sure, you know, we do things for those guys to ensure that they have the most success they can.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. On to tonight, Coach. Bowling Green gets their full lineup back after the suspensions. I realize this might be a little knee-jerk reaction on my part, but there were an awful lot of penalties against the Canadian schools last week with the exhibition games and a lot of extracurricular stuff. Will teams shy away from scheduling those exhibition games because of that?
I don't know, Schultz. It's twofold. One, you want to get a game under your belt. But the other thing, it's good on your season ticket package. I think that's the one thing you want. You want another game a lot of times, and teams want that. It's a gate. It helps the season ticket, your season ticket package. So I don't know, Schultzy. It might be a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, we've all played a lot of Canadian universities, and we've had great games with them in the past. And I can't remember a bad game we've ever had with one. So I don't want to sit there and, just cherry pick this year and say, that you can't play in the future. And I don't know how many games, obviously, were out of hand. Obviously, the Bowling Green Windsor game, there were a lot of penalties. There were suspensions, and those things happened. And I think part of it this year, Schultzy, I think the new standard of officiating with stick infractions had a lot to do with it. Both teams were in the box a lot, and I think when both teams are in the box, frustration sets in.
Mark Freeman back on the lineup tonight for the Falcons. He's their best player. As an opposing coach, what is it about him?
Well, there's a lot of different things about him. One is he competes. He competes really hard. He's got a good skill set, and he's a guy that can eat up a lot of minutes. So he's going to be on the ice a lot for Bowling Green. And he's the best defenseman in our league. And they're a different team with him in the lineup, no question.
Carter Struthers played just his eighth game last night. I think the best compliment I can give Carter is I didn't really notice him last night, which as a defenseman is good. You're not coughing up pucks and you're doing the things that you're supposed to. As a defensive core as a whole, do you like how they protected the puck last night?
Absolutely. I mean, we watched video today. There's obviously some things we need to clean up. But again, it's the first game of the season. We've been practicing about 5 days. Overall, I thought Stretchy played well, and he advanced pucks and he defended well. And, I think all of our whole defensive core, again, I think they passed the test.
Where do you need improvement tonight?
Well, I just think, again, our details, just a lot of our little details. We saw that on tape today. A lot of our face-offs, our execution, and line changes, just things like that are, it's easy to maybe cut corners a little bit in those areas. And we're just trying to make sure, again, that, You know, we play fast, we work hard, but we also want to make sure that our details are better.
This is RH's 50th year involved with Beaver hockey. It'll be the focus of Bucky's Legends every Saturday night this season during our intermissions. How often do the two of you still just sit down and shoot the breeze?
Oh, I don't know. We talk a lot. We talk a lot, but I'm not going to sit there and say it's weekly or anything like that. But, you know, we find a lot of different times during the year to talk. And a lot of times it'll just be a phone call from myself to coach or vice versa. But, you know, we talk quite frequently. And the biggest thing is in this town, we run into each other so much. And I think that probably helps too. So we kind of run in the same circle.
Those conversations all about hockey or find other stuff too?
It's pretty much all about hockey. And you got to remember, Lou and Coach have been to every one of my kids' birthday parties. I mean, even right now when they turn 18, 19, or 20, or 21, it doesn't matter. Lou and Coach come over. That's just been tradition. So, you know, we see them at all the birthdays, and that's still a lot of fun. And it's just, honestly, it's just an unbelievable tradition that we have with Lou and Coach. And our kids really enjoyed, and I know Cindy and I enjoyed as well.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.